from the fly. MTN, everywhere you go.
Experience history come alive in the thrilling second season of Shaka Ilembe. The kingdom is growing and the empire is rising. As Shaka transforms from king to emperor, it airs every Sunday on Zambezi Magic at 21 hours on DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Channel 3. Don't miss a single moment of this epic African story. Stay connected to DSTV Compact or GoTV Super and download the DSTV and GoTV Stream apps to stream Shaka Ilembe Season 2. Wherever you are, Chipata to Mungu, Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, the fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, by DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON. All on the talk at the barbershop, the shout at the Kandemba, the cheer in your sitting room. It's on for you. The best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on Super Sport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Super Plus today.
Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren, let me ask you. What has been the feeling again? I'm so confident.
Well, no change of skin with multivitamin.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What trouble with leave your family with skincare benefits?
Well,
from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
JCCR calls for national address that speaks to the daily struggles of ordinary Zambians. Former Patriotic Front media director Antonio Mwanza launches Democratic Progressive Party, promises ends to youth exploitation. In international news, shock as Kenyan lawyer killed in drive-by shooting in Nairobi. And in sports, Niger rekindles hopes of FIFA World Cup after stunning Tanzania in Dar.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. As President Hakainde Hichilema prepares to open the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly this Friday, the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, is calling for an address that speaks not only to national achievements, but also to the daily struggles of ordinary Zambians. JCTR Deputy Director, Reverend Dr. Boyd Katunga Nirenda, says the center is looking forward to the 2025 address that demonstrates how Zambia's most pronounced macroeconomic gain and stability are being translated into reduced poverty, improved access to social services, and a better quality of life for households. The center notes that since 2021, successive national addresses have highlighted progress in macroeconomic stability, debt restructuring, and growth in sectors such as mining and agriculture. In a statement, Father Kapyunga said the 2025 presidential address comes at a critical moment with the country recovering from the economic and climate shocks of 2024 while consolidating recent gains. Father Kapyunga therefore disclosed that JCCR expects clear commitments on how the government will address persistently high costs of living, as evidenced in the center's basic needs and nutrition basket, BNNB, and the strengthening of social protection systems for the most vulnerable. The center further expects a credible reaffirmation of the fight against corruption, respect for the rule of law, and decentralization through the CDF, ensuring that resources are used transparently and equitably. The deferred constitutional amendments are expected to resurface under the guise of strengthening democracy. However, Father Kapyunga said JCTR firmly rejects such changes, which he alleged risk serving narrow political interests rather than the public good. Meanwhile, Father Kapyunga added that as the nation approaches the 2026 general elections, JCTR stresses that the Friday National Address should move beyond the electoral aspirations to provide a clear roadmap for justice, equity, and inclusive development. In another development, Operation Young Vote, OYV Executive Director Gesny Renda has called on politicians and those seeking electable public offices to be sincere and not make promises which they will never fulfill. Mr. Nirenda says that leaders should be realistic in their promises and ensure they deliver to the expectations of the people as opposed to promising heaven on earth. He added that as the nation heads to the polls next year, political players must refrain from politics of character assassination instead focus on issue-based campaigns conducted in an open and sober manner so that electorates can hold them accountable once elected. Speaking when he featured on the Power FM political podcast this morning, Mr. Nirenda further appealed to politicians to avoid rhetorical marks so that they can gain public trust.
We are not to attack each other on personal level. We don't want personality attack or assassination to be as open as they can. And they shouldn't be able to tell the Zambians that they will provide heaven on earth. No, they shouldn't. They should be able to tell the Zambians what they can do. So that when they form government or when they continue in government, they will be able to say, okay, this is where we ended in terms of promises. But we have gone even beyond. We expect soberness for our political leaders to be real, to be realistic. We expect them not to attack each other on personal level.
In another development, opposition Democratic Progressive Party DPP leader Antonio Mwanza has accused the UPND and his opposition counterparts of exploiting young people in the country. He expressed concern that youth remain sidelined from leadership roles and says continue to be used as tools of political violence, a trend he said has persisted since independence. Speaking during the official launch of his political party, Mr. Mwanza, who is also the former Patriotic Front media director, assured young people that the formation of the DPP marks the beginning of the end to youth exploitation in Zambia. Mr. Mwanza further urged the youth to embrace the Democratic Progressive Party as their own platform, and seize leadership opportunities in shaping the country's future. As Zambians join the rest of the world in observing September as Leukemia, Lymphoma, and Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, Texas American University Dean has called for heightened public awareness. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Dr. Amit Singh, Dean of the School of Medicine at Texas American University, urged communities to take childhood cancer seriously, stressing that awareness is the first step towards saving lives. He further explained that childhood cancers often present with persistent fever, unexplained weight loss, unusual swellings, or persistent bone pain. Dr. Singh called on the public to spread awareness during this month and beyond, noting that with early screening and timely intervention, many young lives can be saved from the devastating impact of cancer.
September month is regarded as Leukemia, Lymphoma and Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. Why awareness is important? Because awareness can give us early treatment or early diagnosis. In children, the cancer of eye known as retinoblastoma, cancer of kidney known as Wilms tumor, cancer of blood known as leukemia, and lymphomas are common. If diagnosed early, it can be treated. Usually, cancer presents with persistent fever, unexplained weight loss, a swelling which is very unusual, or maybe pain in the bones. So, if the screening is early and diagnosis is early, cure is possible. So, please be aware and try to spread the awareness so that this cancer can be treated in very early stage.